This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right now, though, we have had some news out of the FTSE Russell because the World Bond Index review was announced after the markets closed in New York a few hours ago. And this is particularly important to Malaysia since we were kept in.
That's right. Big news. So Malaysia's current weight in the index is at 0.39%. And in April, Bank Negara took measures to improve hedging flexibility as well as give greater Malaysian ringgit accessibility in an attempt to deepen its market liquidity following the FTSE Russell warning. And it looks like this kind of paid off.
But perhaps not enough.
So for more on this morning, we speak to Winston Poon, Head of Fixed Income Research at Maybank Kim Eng. Thank you for joining us, Winston. Now, Malaysia remains in the FTSE Russell World Bond Index. How do you think markets are going to react?
Hi, good morning. I think the announcement is middle ground. Yeah, it's not an outright exclusion, but of course, it's also not an outright retention or retaining Malaysia on the WGB or World Government Bond Index. I think it's a relief, but no cheer to the market. For the bond market, I think if we look at in the run-up to the announcement, the investors are apparently taking a defensive stance. Some were seen lightening their positions because of the event risk. And the MGS curve was so like 15, 20 bips higher at one point. But then we see yield coming back because investors are attracted to buy at cheaper levels. I think following the announcement that Malaysia will be stay on the watch list, the impact is actually twofold because it can be seen a cup half full or a cup half empty. But I think what we also should pay attention to is in the announcement, the index provider indicated that they are actually encouraged, not only them, but also investors are encouraged by the efforts and engagement taken by the Malaysian authorities so far. So I think what it would mean is the liberalization measures taken by the BNM so far are probably working, but have not sufficiently crossed the hurdle to completely take Malaysia out of the watch list yet. So I think potentially there could be more follow-up measures by the BNM in terms of the fine-tuning of policies, in terms of further improvements to improve the liquidity in the bond or FX market. I think it's also possible that FTSE Russell perhaps need more time to assess the efficacy of some of the measures they have announced this year, whether it's working or not. Perhaps they need more time.
And Winston, so what else can Bank Negara do to actually take us off that watch list eventually?
I think it's probably they need more time to assess some of the measures that announced, let's say, for example, in May, they widen the list to include trust banks and global custodians to the dynamic hedging framework. So if we count from May until now, it has only been a couple of months, about 3-4 months. Presuming that most of the global custodians are onboarded, it needs time to get onboarded. And they might need to get used to the onshore market, the market structure, in terms of FX executions compared to offshore hedging could be different. Perhaps they need more time to see whether and to evaluate the impact, the actual impact on the onshore FX and bond liquidity over a longer period of time. So the next review, I think there'll be an interim review, is actually in March next year. So for now, I think investors' focus will switch their focus to something else, perhaps to the next budget, and which is coming.
All eyes seems to be on the budget 2020. So we have to ask you that. The government looks to stimulate the economy in the face of the slowing global growth. So will we have an expansionary budget?
I think more importantly, it's about achieving a balance from a fiscal point of view is about achieving a balance between spending smart and also at the same time balancing against the fiscal constraints. This year, the government has indicated that it's quite optimistic to achieve a fiscal deficit target of 3.4%. If we look at the medium-term fiscal framework, the government was actually targeting a fiscal deficit to GDP target of 3%, which may not be realistic for now. So I think somewhere in between is achievable. 3.2% fiscal deficit to GDP will perhaps be something that we are looking at. Not entirely expansionary, but I think more importantly is about spending smart.
Thank you very much, Winston. And that was Winston Poon, Head of Fixed Income Research at Maybank Kim Eng.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.